Well, the new Republican Congress is widely anticipated to be pro-free trade with an expected regeneration of the Colombia, Panama, and Korea trade deals that have languished under Democrat control. But on Cuba trade and travel reform, former USDA trade chief Paul Drazik says it may be a different story.
Republicans have been much less inclined toward relaxing some of the restrictions on trade and travel with that country.
According to American Farm Bureau's Chris Garza, one concern is the expectation of Havana-born South Florida Republican Elena Ross-Latinen taking over as chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee as she opposes trade and travel reforms.
It does present a challenge, but this would not be the first time that Republicans have had control over that committee, and we've been able to get various other Cuba-related provisions through the House and Senate.
As Garza notes,
the president has continued to make comments about creating better relations with Cuba, so I don't think the chairwoman, once she gets that position, will be able to completely thwart our efforts on Cuba.
However, Drazik sees it a little differently.
You have to get all the committees to vote it out and let it go to the floor for a vote on final passage. And if a particular committee refuses to do that, it doesn't go anywhere. So Ways and Means Committee and Agriculture probably could get it out of those two, but clearly Foreign Affairs will be a problem.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.